Ooh, because you got the sound of 88 FM coming out of your radio, ready for a Thursday. And if you're just tuning in, welcome to the morning show. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And I told you we were going to be hitting the road right now and kickstarting your journey to fitness and health, your journey off the couch and onto the boardwalk. And when it comes to getting moving and running this town, well, no one does it like the Dolphin Coast Striders, your local running club. And in the house with us today, we've got not one, not two, but three of the pod squad, and no stranger to the microphone. Elka is back on microphone number one. How are you doing, Elka?
Very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Alongside you, we've got two gents who are part of this fantastic kickstart intake for 2022. Peter and Stephen, guys, welcome to the microphones. How are you doing today?
Very good. Yeah, good early good. Morning run.
You're looking fresh, I gotta say. And we're gonna be hearing how it's all been going. But before we do, Elka, maybe you can just set the scene for us and refresh our memory. Maybe for those that might have missed the earlier interviews, what is the Dolphin Coast Striders Kickstart program all about?
So the program is just to get anyone running. So if you're coming from having run or not run at all to doing some running. And it's been going really well. It's a 10-week program, and we're busy with our 8th week at the moment.
Wow, that went quickly, eh? That flew by. Or did it go quickly? I want to find out from the guys here. So let's start off with Steve. Stephen, what has your journey with Kickstart been like? Firstly, were you a runner before?
No, I wasn't a runner at all. Terrible.
Not your thing.
My thing.
You wouldn't have labeled yourself as a runner before.
No, not at all.
But what motivated you to sign up, take the plunge, and to get involved with the Kickstart program?
My sister actually said, why don't we give it a shot? Paid, and then, off we went.
And so, 8 weeks in now. And are you feeling a bit more confident with that label now?
Yeah, awesome, happy. Yeah, very, very good.
You can call yourself a runner?
No, not yet.
You don't feel like you're there yet. Next 2 weeks, then we can do that.
Yeah, well, it's nice and flat in Belize when we run, so, it's...
wink, wink, nudge. Peter's looking like, oh my gosh, don't remind me. Peter, your impetus, what motivated the decision to get kick-started?
Yeah, so I've always tried to run for many years. It was always a labor of love. I never really enjoyed it. And I used to look at runners and go, how do they make it look so easy?
Yeah.
And I wanted to, a big attraction for me for Kickstart was training with a biokineticist, with SA Biokineticist.
Yeah.
I thought I could get a lot of benefit out of that.
Because that's the thing. It's not just a running schedule. You actually,
absolutely,
there's a whole team around you making sure that your form is there and things are being really carefully considered and that you're being set up for success.
Yes, yes. So with small adjustments that I've made to my running have actually changed my running style completely.
Really?
And I'm really enjoying running now, and I'm finding myself getting better and better and better.
That's
so cool. All those years of slogging along have now become enjoyable.
This is amazing. Elka, for you, and obviously part of the SA Bio team as well as the Dolphin Coast Striders, this has got to be like the coolest thing to see where folks are at right now in their running journey, hey?
100%. And the one thing that has really stood out to me is the consistency of some of the Kickstarters. Wow, they're there for all the strength sessions, there for all the runs, there for the club night, which we have tonight. And so that's been really good.
That's fantastic. And it's a social thing as well, It's a really cool way to meet a group of great people, all with the same kind of goal, all kind of starting at the same sort of base and progressing together. Stephen, have you met some cool people in the pod?
Yeah, we have, eh? It's nice, like you say, just to see different people just getting together and running,
Yeah.
I think it's a nice way to wake up, and it's a nice way to sort of end the morning. Like Peter and I go for a good coffee at 6 o'clock, you have more time.
Yeah.
And actually enjoy this beautiful view in the mornings instead of, just lying in bed till 6-7 o'clock in the morning.
That's the thing. And the social, the group aspect also helps you sustain it because, there's that extra bit of, what do I call it, like positive peer pressure. Like you don't want to let the team down. You're going to be there. And Peter, have you noticed over the last 8 weeks, energy levels and things that are sort of associated with a consistent running practice? Yes. Have you noticed that all the positive side effects are starting to materialize?
So a big challenge for me in the beginning was wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, yeah, just getting that body clock.
That is, and when we started, it was still dark.
Yeah.
I mean, it's getting a lot lighter now. So that was a big mind shift. But definitely, it becomes a lifestyle. It's not just a course.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. And also, you talked about the social aspect of it. You hang around with like-minded people.
Yeah.
So you all have that energy about, and you all have kind of a goal that you want to get to.
And it's amazing when you do adjust that body clock and you start to now become a 4 a.m. person, you can like fit in almost like a whole day before your actual work day starts. Once you've had your run, you're up and you're having your coffee now. You got this extra chunk of time. Like, where did that come from suddenly?
Yep. Yeah,
it's amazing. Elke, now looking at the next stretch, the next 2 weeks ahead. When is the next kickstart intake? Is there another one lined up in the pipeline?
Yeah, so we've been chatting together with the main group at the Dolphin Coast Riders and looking to start another one early next year already. So instead of waiting to the end of the year, start a bit earlier.
Super.
And then it helps those who would like to carry on. And then also we've got a system where we bring in what we call the champions to then help those that have just started. So looking very exciting.
Oh man, I can see two champions right here.
Yeah, there we go.
Mentors to the next generation. When we've completed the full 10 weeks, is there does it build up to being able to sort of complete a sort of 5K? What are we looking at?
We're looking at 10Ks.
10Ks? Oh, my word.
Yeah, so on the 10th of December, we're all heading down to Durban to enjoy the flat stretch on the prom. So that will be the final marker.
Wow.
And then after that, that's where the bug bites. And we hope that then most of the runners will just filter into the club with us and keep running.
And then you can set the sights on the half marathon and
that's it.
Marathon comrades. Once you're on the journey, it's the sky's the limit. But the journey is well underway. 8 weeks in, guys. So you've made it past the halfway mark. You're on the home stretch. You look like runners, I gotta say. You've got that runner's glow you're carrying around with you on a Thursday morning. Any words of encouragement for anyone who's on the fence? Peter, anything you'd say to someone who's thinking, maybe I should sign up next year?
Just take the plunge and do it. It'll be one of the best things you ever do in your life.
Wow. Yeah. Stephen, do you second that notion?
Yeah, 100%. So, when you work, the pressure that you're under at work, you can deal with a lot better, sleep a lot better.
This is the thing. Like all of this extra stuff that you started just to get lose a bit of weight and get fit, and suddenly you've got all of these extra benefits that are
100%.
And get off the sleeping pills, get onto the road. And club night tonight being the last Thursday of the month, there's always a great vibe down at the clubhouse. The Briars are going after Thursday time trial, and that's also a very cool way just to start sort of test the waters. Every Thursday, open to the community, free. Come and join the crew for a little time trial route around Ballito. And what time does it kick off tonight, Elka?
Quarter to six. Yeah.
And the clubhouse, for those that don't know, just around the corner from Waterbury's, the little Wendy house thing there on the corner. Can't miss it, really. All the cars are going to be there. And Thursday, it's always a vibe on the last Thursday of the month. But congratulations, Elke and Peter and Stephen, all of you guys, for what is already a success, this kickstart for 2022. It's going to be a strong end. You started strong, you're going to end strong, and springboard into the new year. I can't wait to see where this thing leads. We're going to have to catch up after that 10K and find out how it all went. What do you say? You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And for all the info on the Dolphin Coast Striders, and if you want to find out more about the club and what's on the cards, check out the website dolphincoaststriders.co.za. All the contact details, all the information there at your fingertips. Did I get that right, Elke?
You've got it right.
See, this is not my first rodeo. Bringing you back to the music on 88FM. Here's David Guetta with Mr. Jam and John Newman. Happy Thursday. David Guetta with Mr. Jam and John Newman asking the big question, how will I know if you really love me? Well, I'll tell you how you show someone that you care. You buy them a ticket to the fair, the Christmas Country Fair, kicking off today at Coliseum Estate. And just over an hour until the gates open, opening at 9 o'clock this morning, running until 4 today, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It is the place to be. Coliseum Estate for the fair with flair, the 70th birthday edition. Can you handle it? 145 amazing exclusive vendors and stall holders confirmed this year, and tickets are waiting for you right now. You can grab them online at quicket.co.za. Simply search for the Christmas Fair and you'll see that there are tons of options. You can get a single day ticket, you can get a special rate on a double day pass, and if you want to bring a family group, a group of four on Saturday, there is a special price for a family ticket there as well for all four. How cool is that? Kids from 15 and under get in for free. That's cool. And I'm going to be there shortly, just after the radio show, the morning show. I'm heading straight through there to start playing tunes at the fair, and can't wait to rub shoulders with all the exciting, beautiful people of the North Coast. Hoping to see you there. Make it a plan.
The Christmas Fair is coming back to Coliseum Estate, Ballito, from the 24th to the 26th of November. With 145 vendors and store holders confirmed, this year's Fair with Flair is going to be fabulous. Offering generous gifting of every description, plus freshly made deli items and homemade bakes. There's live entertainment, a children's creative area, and late shopping on Friday to celebrate the fair's 70th birthday. Tickets are just 70 Rand per person, with concessions times available. Book your tickets online at quickit.co.za now to avoid disappointment.
Car Time Bolito has got you covered this festive season. Before you travel this holiday, come and have a free 35-point safety inspection and brakes check done to ensure you reach your destination safely. Car Time wants you to be safe on the roads. Their comprehensive workshop is an RMI-accredited franchise that offers quality at an affordable price, and their service prices are the best in town. Car Time Bolito is at 7 Moffat Drive. Call them on 032-008-5037 or visit them online at cartime.co.za.
If you take Black Friday savings seriously, you don't want to miss out on the Samsung Galaxy A33 5G. A good-look performer with a great display. The Samsung Galaxy A33 will make your Black Friday. For only $249 per month over 24 months on a 1GB Red Combo data plan. That's a super saving for you of 2,400 Rand. Yes! Deal valid from 18 to 24 November at Vodacom for you, Balita Junction. Visit us in-store for more Black Friday weekly deals. T's and C's apply.
Mirror on the wall. Who's the... Yesterday. Another 7 years bad luck.
Are you scared to look in the mirror? With Skin Renewal's non-surgical based technologies, there's no need for poor self-reflection. Whether you suffer from worrisome wrinkles, sagging jowls, or swinging batwing arms, call us today. We'll help you turn the mirror on the wall into your best friend. Skin Renewal, the elixir of you. Call 0861 Skin SA or visit skinrenewal.co.za.
If you are looking for a convenient storage facility, Store It Bolito is opening in December. This brand new centrally located storage park with unit sizes ranging from 8 to 24 square meters has state-of-the-art security as well as wash bay facilities, ideal for storing household goods, tools, stock in trade, documents, vehicles, boats, and caravans. Contact Comprop for pricing and availability, 032-946-2727, or visit compropbolito.co.za.
88 FM, live from the center of Bolito.
Never. Of Bolito, 88.0 FM.
For a stationery store that keeps it local and lekker, Tinetin Skrypbehoeftes is the stationer for all your stationery needs. We offer quality products at competitive prices, and our range of stationery, cartridges, and office machines is always growing, so you can find exactly what you're looking for. We are stockers of all major brands, and our delivery to our corporate clients is free from Bolito to Palm Lakes. T's and C's apply. Visit Tinetin at Crowthorne Corner, Garlic Drive, Bolito, or call us on 032-586-1690.
When you're looking for a school for your child, do you look at sports involvement, music, dance and drama, a strong sense of community, a science, tech, engineering, arts and math space, where students learn coding and robotics from age 6, or a school that provides global opportunities for students? Well, Redham House Bolito offers all that and more. Visit www.bolito.redhamhouse.com to book a personalized tour today.
It's just over an hour to go before the gates open at the Christmas Country Fair at Coliseum Estate in Bolito today, kicking off this morning and rolling right through to Saturday. And listen, just 70 Rand per person for your ticket with concessions available. Your ticket's available at quickets.co.za. Book yours to avoid disappointment, and I'll see you there. I'm heading straight through from the radio studio this morning. to set up at the fair. And wow, what a vibe it was yesterday, just watching everything arriving on the scene. Absolutely out of this world in terms of the selection, the quality, the carefully curated 145 vendors and stall holders, gifting on another level for anything you could possibly be looking for as far as style, furnishings, home decor, bakes, deli items, and not forgetting all the fantastic things to wet the whistle. Well, listen, with the heat being in effect today, apparently there's a nice wind coming through, cooling things down a little bit later this morning, but everything's undercover at the fair. Big marquees set up, and no matter what the weather, it's definitely the place to be over the next couple of days. And while you're down in that area, if you're looking for something fun and unusual to explore, don't forget about the Vintage Barn, a mix between an American picker's barn, a good old South African putt stall, offering retro, vintage and classic treasures, restored furniture, and a great man cave department. Too. Also, they stock baskets, wooden crates, candles, deli hampers, handmade crafts, and other perfect festive gifts. They've got a famous milkshake bar, which serves great coffee too, and that retro sweetie